episode 869, Be Still.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Memorial Weekend, and that means I'm sure you are enjoying your family and friends, and that is so important. There's nothing like the fellowship coming together. And at times that we also need to learn to be still. That's what we're chatting about today on Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is time to reflect upon what you're doing in your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today is Reflection Day. It's time to slow down. And what better way to slow down than to be still? What does it mean, though, to be still in life? With all of your comings and goings, being still can be a clear challenge. And without the stillness, we miss so much. We let the little things that matter fly by in a blink. Our gratitude becomes limited. The stress of doing life all alone sets in. Psalms 37:7 says this, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." I got to tell you, I'm not very patient when it comes to me. Now, for anybody else, my clients, my family, my close friends, oh yes, a stranger, I am patient. I will work with them forever. It could take 3 years and we will get to where you need to be. But for me, no way. I desire to get results immediately. I want it instantaneously. But God says, I want you to wait patiently for me. Wait patiently for me and on me because it's my timing. Wow. Are you fighting the timing of what's going on in your life? Are you trying to battle it out with God saying, this is what needs to happen, Lord. I want this now. Oh, I know I'm there. And I've done it, and I have to remind myself, I have to pull the covers back once in a while and say, you know what? You're pushing too much. You're pushing in the wrong direction. Be still. And when you're actually being still, God wants us to wait patiently. It's his timing, not ours. And that means your timeline might not match to his greatness. Be still. Look at where you are pushing against the flow of life. Are you making everything happen on your own, or are you calling on your creator? Be still. Stop fighting yourself. How many times you get up in the morning, you're like, ugh, why didn't I already have this done? I just should have stayed up later. All these would have, should have, could have. You can't live like that. Because what happens? Oh, you have a headache all day. You're causing yourself that. You're staying up later. Whose to-do list are you working off of? God's or yours? Now, yes, sometimes we have to work off of our own because God requires us to do the work. But that doesn't mean that it's our work, only our considerations, our needs that we feel need to be met. But we need to be working together in conjunction with God. And it's not about relaxing and just not doing anything. Some people say, well, to wait patiently, to wait on God, that means he's just going to all of a sudden make this happen. No, you're still to do work. You're still to take aim. But what's happening that's different is you are calling upon God. Be still. Stop the frustration. Trust that God's got you. He does. He's got you better than you've got yourself. And if you try to get yourself to got yourself, you're just going to get into a tizzy. Just like sentences like this. You can wrap yourself up in circles, tangle yourself up, and then you're in a twisted cord and you're like, now what do I do? You're in a greater mess. We are so good at creating our own messes. Release your anxiety and let God calm your soul. Be still. You will get through your challenge. This too shall pass. And when you give it completely to God, he will quietly and miraculously show you the way. Be still. Where are you in your journey right now? Are you wrestling with life, how it's going? Are you trying to actually organize every single day? I have some great friends. And some of them are so, I don't know if I want to say calendar hogs. And they have everything pinpointed to the minute. And I'm like, what happened to flexibility in your schedule? Oh, I don't have time for that. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect because, my schedule's really packed, but I don't have it to the nth degree. Maybe I would work a little bit better if I broke it down. But that's not about right or wrong. It's finding that happy medium. Be still. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Where do you need to be still in your life right now? What are you struggling with? What's been going on the last few months that you're just like trying to do it all on your own? And you've left God out of the picture. You think you've called on Him, but maybe it was only one cry out. You need to be communicating with Him on a daily basis. He wants to hear from you. You're His child. And He is very proud of who He created. You're His masterpiece. Let Him do His greatest works in you and through you. Be still. Go out, and I just pray that you have an enjoyable weekend. If you see someone that has gone before you and has gone to battle to fight for your freedoms, it doesn't matter what country you live in, don't be afraid. Go up there and say thank you so much for your service. Maybe you have a friend whose father, or grandfather, or grandmother, or mother served in the military. There's something about that. Take time and say thank you. That's what we honor here in the United States for Memorial Weekend, is to honor those who have fought for the freedoms that we have. And I know for me, I do not take that for granted. So I pray today that you will extend that gratitude around the world. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. Work that stillness into your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.